bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio this evening, it's Ian.
And JJ.
And Mark.
And we invite you to the website, freetalklive.com. You can actually control the content there. If you find something online that you think's interesting, you want to send it to, you want to make it so other listeners can see that, what you do is you submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. Doesn't matter what it is. It can be a blog post, news item, something fun, whatever you want. You submit the link, and then other listeners can vote up or down on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up, make it to the front page in the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. I want to start out tonight with what I consider to be one of the most outrageous things that has happened up here. I mean, we're all Free State Project participants, meaning we moved to New Hampshire in order to get active for liberty, to hopefully achieve some semblance of freedom in our lifetime. The idea being that, you know, people who are free can live life however they want so long as they don't harm others. And if you want to be free, you have to allow others to be free. These are important ideas. And so we've all moved here. JJ, you moved from Wisconsin.
That's right.
Mark and I, we moved from the west coast of Florida. And people have been coming in from all over, and it's been great. I mean, it's great to have a community of like-minded folks around that you can connect with and get out there and socialize with and also do activism with. And so that side of it has been great. It's been growing. But the state, the people calling themselves the state of New Hampshire, they have been making life, you know, as difficult as possible on the activists. They don't like what people are standing for here. They don't like the idea that people would dare stand up against their system and stand up for the ideas of liberty. And so they're doing whatever they can, and they are taking some very desperate measures to try to crack down as much as possible on activism around here. And just the levels of depravity to which these people will sink, the hubris that they are willing to display.
I think hubris is right. That it's sort of the arrogant nature of power in that I can wield this. And some of what we've seen has been just beyond ridiculous. I mean, there's certain situations with the camera ban and
at the courts and some across of the state.
Exactly. And some of the court officers themselves, the bailiffs, and how they've treated activists and the reactions from the judge. I mean, Judge Arnold saying no emotions in the courtroom. You can't show emotions in a courtroom.
You can't wear a Ron Paul shirt.
This is absolutely ridiculous type stuff where you wouldn't even...
It's unbelievable.
You can't write this.
Right.
You can't write this for TV news or movies or entertainment. You can't write it.
One day they're ready to throw the whole courtroom in jail for not standing. The next day they, the next time you go in, they don't care if anybody stands.
Or one courtroom, there's
one guy's getting thrown in jail, literally beaten up and thrown in jail for wearing a hat, and another one, you know, he could wear a hat to testify.
Yeah, these are different courts you're talking about.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, there should be. I mean, these are all administered by essentially the state of New Hampshire or some kind of little, you know, some charter thereof.
Well, look at here's one perfect example. A demo walks in to the lower part of the courthouse, and he sees Judge Burke. He asks him three questions. He gets arrested.
In a low and calm voice.
Yes, very calm.
Calls him sir, actually.
Calls him sir, and he goes upstairs. Judge says to the bailiffs, this man threatened me, arrest him. They arrest him. Jason Repsher comes up and films in that lobby for about 5 minutes. They do nothing to him. Derek comes up, and in 6 seconds after they warn him, he is arrested for filming. I mean, this is how crazy it is. So the first guy didn't even make it to the lobby, was arrested just for talking to the judge. The second guy had no issues whatsoever. The third guy gets arrested after 6 seconds. It's like, that is all in the space of an hour and a half. And that perfectly explains the court system.
Derek's charges were dropped.
Yes.
And Adamo's charges were also dropped after Adamo sat in jail for 2 days.
Yep.
3 days.
Adamo's charges were felonies.
Felony charges.
Threatening a judge.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty serious stuff. That's the kind of thing you hear about the Cali cartel doing down in Colombia, threatening a judge.
Right, and of course nothing has happened to this man.
And then they just drop it.
Right,
I mean, you can pick up a man off the street, throw him in jail for a couple of days, charge him with a felony, turn it around, and then what happens? Nothing.
Yep. Yep, they just go on with their business as usual.
To some extent, I fault the activists for this. I mean, you know, that would seem like a big...
He's got a lawyer.
Thank God.
He's doing something about it, but the expectation is that before, you know, by the time the suit gets filed, the
judge will probably be retired.
Statute of limitations will be in effect or something like that. I mean, I don't know enough about the legal side of things, so we'll let you know as how that case develops, if it develops in anything. But typically, these people get away with whatever they want. And you mentioned also, JJ, the camera ban. Across New Hampshire, they banned cameras from all New Hampshire courts in certain areas. Until a week ago, where they changed the rules, probably in anticipation of the fact that the Supreme Court's going to have a public hearing about camera rules in court in about 2 weeks, or about 10 days from now. And
do you suspect with this change in rule that the people coming to the Supreme Court with cameras are going to be able to go through security, no problem, walk, and the only issue is actually the camera in the courtroom?
I don't know what to expect.
Some people have suggested that that's part of the idea, but... I can't be certain because I haven't studied what
I don't know what to expect. These people are unpredictable.
That's true.
So, as I understand it, the Supreme Court actually does record all of its hearings. They, like, broadcast it or stream it or something like that. So, theoretically, they shouldn't have a problem with cameras since they already have their own cameras in there. But all that aside, they come out with this order. The superior in New Hampshire, there are two different levels of courts prior to superior court, excuse me, to Supreme Court. So you've got district court, and you've got superior court, and then Supreme Court. So there's administrative judges for both the superior courts and the district courts. They're two different people, but they both issued about the exact same order. The only real differences between it was the superior court one mentions not recording the jury, and the district court one doesn't mention that because there are no juries in district court. So otherwise, it was word for word an identical order that was released earlier this month that basically backs down a little bit on the camera restrictions. But it's the old 10 steps backward, 1 step forward.
Sure.
Right? So they've been cracking down and arresting the press and, you know, dropping the charges and then, you know, just continuing to do their little you know, tyranny in these courthouses. And so it was prior to a couple weeks ago that you couldn't go into the courthouse with any, you know, video equipment or audio equipment at all. You couldn't film anywhere on the courthouse grounds.
And wherever the courthouse is. In some cases, the courthouse includes other things. I mean, this is in our case, the sheriff's office is in the courthouse.
Yes. In the basement,
so
actually.
You can't,
yeah.
And the clerk of court's there. And there's laws that say that you're allowed to record and take pictures of documents
and Supreme,
at the clerk
courts. And court cases
clerk
that say that you're allowed to record these
right.
public bureaucrats.
But they can do whatever they want, because there happens to be a court in this house. We can do whatever we want with the rest of the offices
yep.
there.
Basically. And so this new order comes out that basically says, well, we're going to allow you to have a staging area. So if you want to get recordings of people outside the courtroom, you'll now be able to do that. But you still have to ask the judge's permission in order to do that. And even though the order doesn't say anything about having your camera stolen from you when you first come in, where they confiscate your cell phone, they confiscate your camera, they confiscate your audio recording, anything that's a media device, laptop, they confiscate it all. And then you have to beg to a man in a robe in order to get one of them back so you can actually record some sort of hearing or record in their new staging area, which they have not yet set up, this staging area.
They'll get to it when it's convenient for them, don't worry.
So it doesn't matter that the order doesn't say, it doesn't authorize them to confiscate people's stuff. They're just doing it anyway. And I went in there today, so I'm familiar with how the situation is now. So none of that matters. And they're adding a new hoop. So they've taken away another thing. It used to be that you had to give 48 hours notice. Like, for the last 4 or 5 months in New Hampshire, you were supposed to give 48 hours notice prior to recording anyone's trial, if you could give the notice. So, like, if you just found out about it the day before, then it wouldn't matter. Well, they've taken that rule away, because they probably determined it was illegal. And so you no longer have to get 48 hours notice. Again, that's the
right.
one step
They didn't
forward.
Do it to be kind
but now,
to activists.
But now they put up a new rule to another hoop. Just they love putting up hoops for you to jump through because people will do it. And they put up a new hoop that says that now you have to give notice to the other party in the case. So it used to be that the cameraman could just go in, write a notice, I'm going to record this trial, boom, and put it in the clerk's office and you were done. Now they're saying, oh, well, you've given it to us. Now you have to give it to the lawyer for the state. Which is a bunch of nonsense. The judge's order says you're supposed to give it to the clerk. It doesn't say anything about, you know, you have to give it to the other party. But they're just making crap up, and the judge will go, you know, the judge doesn't care. He goes along with it. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. 855-453.
On DVD for a limited time.
Chase lives here. You move back here with my son.
You're a predator,
Yes.
Yearly is a bold, independent film about the struggles of a middle-class father as he fights to win back his family after being fired for sexual harassment. Reviewers call Yearly superb, amazing, and one of the most honest looks at today's modern man in marriage to hit the silver screen.
I'm guilty of cheating on my wife.
Winner of Best Feature at the Malibu International Film Festival and other festival awards, including Best Actor and the Platinum Reel Award. Yearly is set against the backdrop of a difficult job market and follows a flawed man who makes one bad decision after another as he faces the intrusive scrutiny of the courts.
What did you tell me about it? Kid and a wife.
Go to yeardleymovie.com. That's Y-E-A-R-D-L-E-Y movie.com to own the DVD now before they're gone.
You have no idea what it's like.
You cheated on me.
Click the Amazon link on yeardleymovie.com and a portion of the sale goes to support Free Talk Live. That's yeardleymovie.com.
Are you firing me, Riley?
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
What? 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And we invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. And you can get signed up for news updates. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. If you go and get signed up for the updates, you can do it via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever works best for you. It's news.freetalklive.com is where you can find ways to get on all of those. That's news.freetalklive.com.
If you're like me, you don't have time to read books anymore. Audiobooks, however, are a great way to get in that reading that you want to do without carving time out of your day to sit down and read a book. Audible.com is a leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment. They've got all different kinds of books over there, depending on what category you like to go to when you go to the bookstore: business, classics, fiction, erotica, history, science fiction, fantasy, and everything else. It's fast, easy, and affordable. I've done it. I listen to audiobooks all the time. Here's one that I'm looking at right now. This is the new Steve Jobs book. I mean, probably a lot of people out there are thinking, you know, I want to read that, but they just don't have the time. Well, you can get it from Audible, and you can get it for free by going to audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
Great deal.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, what's wrong with free? Audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
So we started out talking about some of the courtroom crackdowns that have been going on here in New Hampshire over the last few months, specifically against folks who are wielding video cameras and or audio recording devices and or still cameras. And so that's going to be moving along. There's a Supreme Court hearing about that. They're still enforcing some silly nonsense, but they've backed down on a couple of aspects of it. This is pretty much the summary that you need to know there. But that is nothing in comparison to what happened today. Because what happened today is something I've never even heard of before. In fact, an attorney I talked to has never even heard of something like this happening before. So if you are somebody who knows the law, you're legal kind of type person, maybe you are a lawyer or paralegal or something like that, I would love to have your thoughts on this. But just to bring you up to speed, we haven't really talked too much about it. I don't know if we've talked about it at all. Maybe you mentioned it here and there, but Brad Jardis, who we've had on this program a number of times in the past, a former law enforcement officer, spent 11 years on the force up here in New Hampshire in a little town out east. And he quit being a cop because he couldn't live with himself doing what he was doing anymore, like being asked to enforce laws that hurt peaceful people. He didn't like that very much, and so he was kind of done with it. He quit that. And he's been doing other things, pursuing other interests, and recently has kind of gotten back into the activism scene and decided that he wanted to do a little bit of civil disobedience. Or actually what he might say, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but what he might say is not civil disobedience, what he's doing. What his plan was to go to Plymouth State University. It's a state school here in New Hampshire, and he wanted to basically carry a gun openly on campus. Now, the campus rules say you can't do that. Campus rules say you can't carry any weapons on campus. And his point was, in a blog post that he made over at freekeen.com, you can scroll back, it's probably a few days back at this point, but his blog post basically said that, well, the school rule is illegal. So the schools have made a regulation that they don't have the right to make by law, by their own, by the system's own rules, by statute. He points out that the school is like a political subdivision of the state of New Hampshire, and political subdivisions are prohibited from restricting anyone's right to bear arms. That's what the law says, and he puts it out there, and it's, you know, he cites the actual law, and he's pretty clear about it. And this kind of started to bubble up a little bit of controversy. Just him posting that started to bubble up controversy. And then he announced publicly that he and Tommy Mozingo, who is a former member of the Army, were going to be going to this school and carrying, I guess, rifles, automatic rifles, slung on their backs, carrying them openly, and doing some sort of outreach, perhaps with flyers, handing it out to students, informing them that, hey, this school rule is BS, and you can actually carry weapons to defend yourself.
Now, the reason that they would carry these rifles, it seems to me, would be rather than, because, frankly, somebody's, I go in New Hampshire, and I see people now and then with guns on their hips, and I don't think people really notice them. They aren't paying enough attention. People wear things on their hips these days, and whether it's a cell phone or car keys or whatever they wear on their hips, and they just don't pay attention. Sunglass cases in some cases, fanny packs, whatever. And so guns don't stand out that much when you're just talking about a little black Glockenspiel.
I think if it's someone from Massachusetts, it'll stand out.
Right. Well, you know, for whatever reason in New Hampshire, I don't. People don't seem to make a big fuss about it. I would have expected this to happen in Florida. Open carry is illegal.
Activists have the cops called on them for open carry.
We have, yeah. But I've also seen them not, and that's what I'm amazed by. I'm not amazed by people having the cops called on them for open carrying. I'm amazed when they don't, and right. When there are people that aren't activists and just normal folks. I see this when I go out. I mean, it's done.
This is New Hampshire. I mean, those things happen here.
So I think that the reason that they would have the long rifle would be because you don't want to miss the Glock on the
right. It'll be very conspicuous.
Exactly. It takes up a lot more space. People obviously will notice it, and it will incite some sort of reaction because it is such a large, you know, piece of technology or tool, whatever.
Right. If a handgun's offensive, this is far more offensive.
Exactly.
To that person that would be offended by a handgun. So the plot was, and it was announced via press release over at freekeen.com about 3 days ago, was to have them show up on campus and hand out stuff and let people know what their rights are and basically challenge this regulation and essentially challenge the police to arrest them. Look, if this is illegal, go ahead and arrest us and we'll take it to court. Because Brad has done this research and he's one of those legal eagles. He's, you know, really into reading the law and knows the system inside and out. Again, he was a cop for 11 years. And so he felt like he was really prepared to take this on.
And what he wasn't prepared for.
What he wasn't prepared for is what they did as a result of this. And who could really have predicted this? I certainly didn't.
Well, there's been a lot of press, and there's been a lot of things going on. There was the thing in Virginia this morning.
Yep, another shooting at a
college.
Right,
there's a shooting at a Virginia Tech campus earlier today, and that sure is coincidental that it happened the day before Brad and Tommy were going to do this.
And by that, you mean coincidental, not anything else. I mean, you know, whoops, wow, that happened.
Yeah, right. I don't know. But anyway, so what has happened is pretty outrageous. And you're right, there, JJ, there has been some controversy. The Concord Monitor, for instance, a newspaper, has picked up a story. They've been interviewing Brad. He got us an interview on WMUR. The school officials had contacted Brad and attempted to negotiate with him to get him to not carry the gun. He ended up negotiating with them to some extent, and some people disagree with this particular tactic. Some say that he never should have talked to them in the first place. But he negotiated some, you know, to, like, keep trigger locks in the guns or something like that. I don't have all those details. But he did not agree to not carry the guns. And so they then went to court. And the court today issued an order, what they call a temporary restraining order. And this temporary restraining order is unlike anything I've ever come across.
It's magic, Ian. This is a magic document you are looking at.
This is shocking, disgusting. It's unbelievable what they're trying to do here, and whether they'll get away with it remains to be seen. We'll share that with you here in a moment, because they've basically taken what is a Second Amendment issue and turned it into a Second and First Amendment issue here. Because now they're trying to oppress freedom of speech as well, and we'll explain to you what's going on with this. 855-453 is the toll-free number. Your thoughts are welcome. Pretty much Free Talk Live.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has 0 toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com.
HealthHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site there totally free. So enjoy those. And those features include listening options. You can go and get tuned in via our broadband and dial-up streams around the clock, 24-7. Latest episode of Free Talk Live is airing there for you. Plus, you can learn about the over 100 great radio stations from coast to coast that air the show at various different times throughout the week. And it is. And then there's the XM satellite radio channels as well. We've got two of them
That's awesome.
That air the show, which is great. And our free-to-air channel, as well as the webcam where you can watch creepily. And you can also...
What's creepy about watching the webcam? You put it up there.
I did, yes, because of high demand.
I don't know why particularly anybody wants to see what's going on in the studio, especially a night like tonight. I mean, there's nights when, say, Allie or Michelle 7 or Nimi are on. Right. I can see why you'd want to go see there. But, you know, neither one of us exactly the most, you know, not running around being Harrison Ford or something.
So you can watch the webcam. You can also listen via the listen lines, which allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. You can get all those details over at listen.freetalklive.com.
JJ, what's that black model named guy who starts with Ty? Do you know who he's an actor, too. He's a really good-looking young man. You know what I'm talking about? See, this is what the problem was. I was trying to come up with his name, and I realized, well, I don't know that guy's name. It's Ty something.
Okay.
Yeah.
No clue.
Yeah, so I had to go back to try to quickly come up with another attractive actor, and what did I found apparently a geriatric that was at one point attractive. Anyway, if you're unable to own a firearm due to local laws or other reasons, an air gun might be a great substitute. And there are plenty of other reasons why you'd want an air gun. You could be training a child in firearms use or varmint control. maybe a little cheap, quiet indoor target practice during those long winter months. I recently got a 50 caliber air rifle that can bring down a deer from Pyramid Air. They're the world's largest online air gun retailer. In business since 1993 with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, their experts can help you find the best air gun for your needs right over the phone. They did it with me. You can get 10% off or free shipping, whichever's more, with a coupon code FTL11. Please go now and view the amazing dragon claw, that's what I got, at airgun.freetalklive.com and peruse the site. See the other air guns and accessories they have there, airgun.freetalklive.com. They've got all kinds of specials going on for Christmas. They have those the air guns that you cock by, you know, bending them in half, and I can't remember what those are called exactly, but, you know, everything, airgun.freetalklive.com.
All right, so I'm going to share with you here something pretty outrageous that came out of a court today, and it is a huge attack on the freedom not to speak, as well as an attack on gun rights. And but first, we'll go to you and your thoughts. Let's go to Dave, listening to WSVG in Mount Jackson, Virginia. Hey, Dave.
Hey, good evening, fellas. I don't really listen to WSVG. I'm one of the on-air hosts on WSVG.
So, so you like the cook in the kitchen that never actually eats the food from the kitchen?
Yeah, well, I listen to both Alex Jones after I get off and you guys every night, so...
Oh, I thought you said you don't listen. I'm sorry. I thought you said you don't listen to your own station.
No. I do listen. I listen to my station, and I listen to the other host. I will tell you, gentlemen, that I was on the campus of James Madison University today. We were coincidentally, along with the Virginia Citizens Defense League and the Students for Concealed Carry at James Madison University, we were actually protesting in support of a student's right to carry concealed on campus. Mm. When I was a student at Blue Ridge Community College, I actually was threatened with expulsion for carrying on campus. And I agreed not to carry for 7 days while they took their weapons policy and ran it up the flagpole to the Attorney General's office. And the Attorney General said, your policy specifically lets students carry. Leave him alone. And that college has had a one of only 25 in the country that allows students to carry concealed. That college has had that policy since 1995, and there's not been a single violent crime on that campus since that time.
Oh, wow. That's really great.
Unlike Virginia Tech, where there's been you know, at least one shooting, there's now apparently been two, with one happening earlier today.
And don't forget about in between these two shootings, and actually, the second victim on Virginia Tech appears not to be a victim. It appears to be the shooter who killed himself with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. But in the interim between these two shootings, you'll remember that an Asian student actually beheaded a female student with a samurai sword on campus as well.
Oh, yeah. My.
Can't have people carrying samurai swords. Yeah, there can be only one.
Well, that's correct.
That's the obligatory joke.
Yes, it is good.
It is a good one.
I believe in Virginia, what residents of Virginia need to realize is that since I sued JMU in 2004, the General Assembly has had legislation which both lets colleges decide their own weapons policy and forbids colleges from deciding their own weapons policies, and every single piece of legislation has been killed. So our General Assembly has just decided to punt on whether students should be allowed to carry concealed handguns on their public college and university campuses.
What can you guys carry openly in Virginia?
Yes, we can. And in fact, the non-students at James Madison University who were protesting on JMU today, we were carrying openly on campus, which seemed to... it seemed to upset a lot of students.
Yeah.
I can tell you that one of the antis, we call them antis here in Virginia, one of the antis had his sister was actually one of the 32 killed at Virginia Tech.
Sorry to hear
and
that.
And his whole big thing now is he wants more government regulations because all the regulations we had obviously failed at Virginia Tech, so he wants more of them.
Yeah, well, you know, in some cases, those folks can be very difficult to talk to. I mean, you can't, you could say, look, there's never been a situation of gun violence on this campus where, you know, people are allowed to concealed carry. There have been all kinds of cases on campuses where they're not allowed to concealed carry. Really, what doesn't add up for you? But
exactly.
They just don't get it. I mean, they're thinking emotionally, and a lot of people who think like this think emotionally. And it's really funny, the open carry issue. You know, I mean, the fact is, anybody you walk by on the street or down next to the campus or in the student center could be carrying a gun concealed.
Sure.
But once they carry it open, then people get all in a dither about it because, well, they're showing that the guns are bad.
Well, yeah, they just don't like seeing it.
I saw a video today where a girl's talking about guns walking around. Around everywhere, guns walking around. I mean, this is how upset she was.
Was that the one with the college girl from Plymouth State University?
Yeah.
That video? She pulled that, you know.
Oh, really?
She pulled her whole account.
Yeah.
If you try to click on that video now, so it's up at freekeen.com. I posted it earlier today, but if you try to click the actual video, it lets you know this user has removed their account.
Huh.
Well,
so I guess she didn't like the response.
I can tell you at Blue Ridge Community College, because I'm still struggling alone to get my bachelor's degree, I went into the Air Force instead of going to college traditionally. But and I still go to Blue Ridge Community College, and I make it a point when I have to go on campus for a class, I carry openly, and I don't get any problem. I carry
it sounds like, you know, I didn't know that Virginia was one of the more gun-free areas as far as, like, gun-freedom-oriented areas, but it sounds like you guys have more gun freedom than New Hampshire.
It's surprising to me, of course, listening to your, I mean, you may recall last year when I called you and told you guys that paying child support was illegal in Virginia, paying it in advance was illegal, and they actually sent people to jail here. But, you know, with your problems that I've been hearing about, your problems with contempt of court charges up in New Hampshire, it certainly hasn't sounded like too much of a free state to me.
No, no, it's not a free state. It's out of control, and the only thing that's going to ever make it free is a concentration of people that actually love liberty. Hey, Dave, thanks for the call, man. WSVG, great station, long time airing this program there in Virginia every single night.
Thanks, fellas.
Yeah, appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, New Hampshire is heralded as one of the most freedom-oriented areas for guns. I mean, there are not very many regulations. It's not hard to get a concealed carry permit up here. It's what they call shall issue. So it's better in a lot of ways, but, I mean, they are totally cracking down on the folks that want to carry on a college campus.
You know, it may have been if this civil disobedience was done differently, and I'm not saying it was done wrong. I'm just saying if it was done differently, that it might have been, the results might have been different.
There's more coming up. 855-453. Your comments are welcome.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. And joining you tonight is Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
We invite you to the website over at freetalklive.com. Head on over there, enjoy the features, and if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that $3 in, we'll invest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more listeners on the internet to the program as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom, because, boy, do people need the ideas of freedom more than ever today. There's so many bad ideas out there, so many government, pro-government ideas that have just been just inculcated into people's minds. We're just watching some interviews, and maybe we'll play some audio from it coming up here in a little bit, because I thought it was pretty interesting. Some college kids at this, and there I go, using the term kids, some college people, college young students. People, students, who and getting their opinions on this idea of this protest that was going to go on tomorrow morning. And from what I understand, it's still scheduled. It's just that the individuals who are planning on bringing guns on Plymouth State University campus are now questioning their plans to bring guns on the campus, because today a man in a robe issued an order, and it's an absolutely outrageous order, and we'll give you the details here in a moment.
The Freedom Engineers are a cadre of coders, creatives, and anarcho-capitalist nerds from around the unfree world who are, as I speak, collaborating on technology and enterprises that will build a free future. Join an inspired team that is 50 strong already. Help get the help you need to complete your radical idea, or jump in and lend a hand with exciting projects already in motion. Go to freedomengineering.org and join the team by signing up for their free newsletter. It's freedomengineering.org. It's time to build freedom.
So this is probably one of the most outrageous things I've ever read from a government bureaucrat, at least in my history of doing activism. The protest that's scheduled for tomorrow morning, bright and early, at Plymouth State University in New Hampshire has stirred up quite a bit of controversy. The university staff is very upset that they claim they've been getting complaints from people in the surrounding area, which of course means people at the university who are other teachers. People are complaining that these men would dare come on a college campus with firearms. This is dangerous.
They're complaining about something that hasn't even happened yet, basically.
Right. And it's a former cop and a former guy from the Army. I mean, if there are two guys who have whatever training is necessary to carry and bear firearms, I don't know who else it would be. I mean, these guys know exactly what they're doing when it comes to firearms.
Exactly. You know, yes, as you said, Brad's a former police officer or
yep.
law enforcement.
11 years.
And, excuse me, Tommy was deployed. He was in Afghanistan.
Germany, I think.
Well, grew up in Germany, then he moved here. But anyway, yes, Tommy is definitely, I'm sure, capable of handling firearms.
Right, so these guys were going to go bright and early tomorrow morning and display their firearms publicly on a college campus, contrary to the college's rules, but still supposedly within the rules of the state, within the state government's rules. They say that political subdivisions can't make rules restricting firearms. So they were going to go and challenge that tomorrow morning. The campus threw themselves into a tizzy, and if you want the real detail on this, you go to freekeen.com. I posted a blog post over there that is basically a response to this order by this man in the robe. And this man in the robe is basically saying that Brad Jardis and Tommy Mozingo, the two individuals that we're talking about here, and their officers, agents, servants, employees, and attorneys, and any person acting in active concert and participation with them are enjoined, meaning prohibited, from carrying firearms or any other weapons prohibited by the firearms policy on the university campus. And they also go on to say you're also prohibited from bringing them on any other state university like Keene State or New Hampshire University.
So what does active concert mean?
They'll know it when they see it.
Whatever, you know, anybody who shows up with a gun on this day is acting in active concert because
as far as
they're
concerned.
So.
Yeah. So that alone, you know, is what they're trying to do is intimidate people who were planning on coming into not coming with the extra scary tactic of contempt of court. Because the third portion of this,
because what they're doing is illegal.
What they mean in the government?
The government is doing is breaking its own laws and is scurrying about like a bunch of cockroaches in the night, trying to hide their illegality while still keeping this veil that in front of them that they're keeping people safe.
Because contempt of court, you can't challenge.
Right, the judge can throw somebody in jail for saying that. Well, you know, I put an injunction here. We've got a court case on. You can't do anything until we put this court case on. Because any dispute must be settled in our courts. You can't go out there and do civil disobedience. No.
Right.
And it's not civil disobedience. It's following the law. So the
according
judge,
to Brad.
Right.
But the university disagrees, and the judge apparently agrees with the university to the point where he was willing to issue this temporary restraining order, which threatens contempt of court and jail and arrest on anybody that dares show up with a weapon in violation of the university policy. But then there's point number two.
Mm.
And point number two is what makes this a First Amendment issue now. Because not only does he prohibit people from coming and violating the policy, but he also says Bradley Jardis and Tommy Mozingo are ordered to post a copy of the temporary restraining order that I'm reading on the blog / website www.freekeen.com. So in his order, he's telling Brad and Tommy, who doesn't even have an account at Freekeen, he's not one of our bloggers, while Brad is, because Freekeen's been part of this. This is where Brad posted his press release. This is where all the information about this event has kind of come out of. So this man in the robe has determined that Brad will go ahead and be forced to do something. Now, I've heard of restraining orders. I've heard of orders from judges saying, Mark, you can't come on that person's property. You can't talk to that person. You can't go to this place. I've heard of that plenty of times in my life.
Something that restrains you, restricts you, yes.
Correct. But I've never heard of a judge saying, you must do this. You have to speak this. Because that's essentially what he's doing. He's telling Brad that you have to do as I say. You have to speak as I tell you to speak where I tell you to speak it.
He's making him a slave. I mean, they actually use the term
slave. Well, we're already slaves.
Well, right, but I mean, he's just doing it again.
Throwing it right out there.
Right. So, I mean, anybody that you can make say things is your sock puppet.
That's right. And he's essentially co-opting my website,
yep.
Right? Because I own freekeen.com. It's my blog site, and other people blog there, and Brad is one of those bloggers. JJ, you're another one.
That's right.
And I'm sure you have similar feelings on this as I do.
It is. It's disgusting that the judge could tell you how to put something on your website, or we had some sort of little back and forth in chat while this was going on in the before it was posted, and I was all for suspending Brad's account just to prevent him from being able to post anything to the website.
So what he ended up doing, before I was able, I hadn't decided what I wanted to do or how I wanted to handle it, and I talked to Brad, and he had already then posted a two-sentence blog post with a link to this court order. So he didn't actually post the court order to freekeen.com. He didn't post the text of it to Freekeen. He just posted it to a link, or it was linked to on another site. So the order had been uploaded to a PDF hosting site, and he'd linked to it there. So technically, he didn't actually post it to Freekeen, but nonetheless, the link was there.
He's probably absolved himself of any...
He feels he has absolved himself, and I don't know what the judge will think. So I guess he took a screenshot of it or whatever, and I then pulled that post down. And Brad feels that that's completely legal, that he's complied with the order, that he's posted it. What can he do about someone else pulling it down, right? So that post has been pulled down, and I have now posted a response called Open Response to the Robed Man Who Believes He Controls This Blog, where I basically tell them they can go pound sand and that their order is not going to appear here. Now, I do link to the order because I want people to see this and believe it. We're not joshing you, man. This is real.
I'd like some lawyerly folk to look at this and to respond with hey, this isn't legal because of this and this, you know.
Me too. I'd like to hear that
already,
as well.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be really interesting to find someone to counter this.
Well, the lawyer I talked to said that he's never heard of anything like this before. And the other lawyers were, you know, they said that you can't email someone an order and consider it served. Because this protest is supposed to happen tomorrow, and this order came out today. And usually when they send you orders or whatever, they're sending them through the mail. But the attorney for the school sent an email to Brad. That doesn't count as legitimate. That's not a real, like, service. But obviously it's public now that Brad's received it, so he can't just go there tomorrow and claim ignorance. But had he kept his mouth shut about it, he probably could have shown up there and said, what order?
You know, and the top line of this, the top line of this order is probably the worst one and the most divisive, I think, is the University System of New Hampshire versus, you know, these two individuals.
Right.
So it's clearly, this is the University System of New Hampshire, a state. This is clearly a political entity that is part of the state's mechanism, whatever it serves some function within the state.
And they're suing two peaceful human beings who weren't going to hurt anybody. They were just coming there to do outreach. The other point, by the way, on this is that this judge thinks that by posting this to the website, which hasn't been done in full, contrary to its to the order, he thinks that's serving notice on everyone else. He thinks that if you have seen this order on the website, that therefore you have been notified, and so therefore you should not be showing up at the college campus tomorrow morning with any guns or weapons either.
Well, did he pick the wrong group of people to do this with?
Right. So we're not going to post your little order, buddy. And instead, I've posted a nice little note to him there. So you can see that over at freekeen.com. We'll take your calls up next. You're welcome to share your thoughts on this or anything you want. Gun freedom as well. Guns on college campus. Maybe we'll hear from some college students in a moment. 855-450-FREE.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down free options in 4 warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code COMFORT to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com, the Company Store, comfort that fits your life. For over 100 years, the Company Store has offered the ultimate in high-quality handcrafted products. Everything from comforters and sheets and bed pillows to towels, rugs, quilts, and so much more. Find the comfort you're looking for this holiday season and for many years to come. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code COMFORT to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com, the Company Store. We're all about comfort.